This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States criticized China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting in Tokyo and a planned stop next in Seoul are also aimed at reassuring U.S. allies in Asia after 4 years of occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Biden administration is committed to work with U.S. allies and those in the region as they face challenges from China and its ally North Korea, which is pursuing an illicit nuclear weapons program. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive. The head of Homeland Security acknowledged the severity of the problem Tuesday, but insisted it's under control and said he will not revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. An official says that U.S. authorities encountered nearly double the number of children traveling alone across the Mexican border in one day this week than on an average day last month. The administration is rushing to open temporary child holding facilities, while Republicans say it's all the Democrats' fault for easing the child expulsion rules, as well as taking up other proposed changes. Again, a surge in migrants in southwest border now has the Biden administration on the defensive, with the head of the Homeland Security acknowledging the severity of the problem. This is VOA News. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say a 21-year-old man has been captured hours after 8 people were killed in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage parlors. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker said Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County Tuesday night. Crisp County is about 150 miles south of Atlanta. 4 people were killed at a massage parlor, and shortly after, 3 people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta. Another person was killed at another spa across the street. A just-released reassessment by U.S. intelligence officials finds that Russia and Iran, joined by a handful of other countries and groups, did seek to influence the outcome of the November 2020 presidential election, but the assessment also concludes that despite repeated warnings by a number of top officials, China ultimately decided to sit it out. The declassified report issued Tuesday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is the U.S. intelligence community's final take on foreign meddling in the hotly contested race in which then-presidential candidate Joe Biden defeated former President Donald Trump. Initially completed and shared with the Trump administration in a classified form in January, the unclassified version required by law seeks to give U.S. voters an overview of the threats and of their impact on American democracy. While the assessment concludes no adversary managed to infiltrate critical systems or challenge how votes were cast, and the conclusions of China could lead to new questions about how the intelligence was initially presented to the public. Violence has returned to Myanmar after demonstrators protesting last month's military coup held small, peaceful marches before dawn and avoided confrontations with security forces who have shot and killed scores of their countrymen in recent days. In the largest city of Yangon, where casualties have been the highest, police used rubber bullets against crowds in several neighborhoods. One man was reportedly shot and killed. Another killed was reported in the city of Kowloon in the northwestern region. The UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said 149 people have been killed nationwide. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners put the death toll at 183. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.